When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Good to be with you on a Tuesday. Payne and Pendergast, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. It is Tuesday. It is 7 o'clock thereabouts. And that means it's time for our Odyssey NFL Insider. Ross Tucker Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Ross, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't really feel like Thanksgiving when you're working.
Yeah.
You know? I think, I don't know if we talked about this last week, but I legitimately cannot remember the last time I was home for Thanksgiving. I don't think my daughters ever remember me being around for Thanksgiving. This year, I was in San Jose, California, at San Jose State's practice, talking with players and coaches and watching them practice. It really is funny how you don't realize until you're in it. You know, people don't realize that there are no holidays for, like, football players or broadcasters. Just like, I mean, I was blown away. I remember my second year I was playing for the Cowboys, and they had signed me midway through the year. They picked me up off waivers when Washington cut me. And I'm on the phone with my wife, my girlfriend at the time, Christmas Eve, and I was going through the drive-thru at McDonald's for dinner. And she told her mom, and her mom thought that was the worst thing she had ever seen. Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
But you kind of get used to it. It is weird, though, because, like, Seth and I played in the Ivy League, Sean.
Yeah.
So I think guys that play, like, at A&M or whatever, they're also used to not having a normal Thanksgiving.
Right.
Or, like, you know, maybe their Christmas is affected. But in the Ivy League, your season ends the week before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So until I was 22, I had a normal Thanksgiving, a normal Christmas with my family, whatever. Then the next year I'm in the NFL, and it was just over. And it's been over ever since.
Yep. That's how it goes.
So, Ross, yeah, I often think of you kind of like John Candy at the end of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Big trunk into the house.
Yeah, dragging a big trunk around to various college football games. And just
selling just shower curtain rings.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Seth, I was up in your neck of the woods Sunday night. Holy cow. Western New York, Buffalo. So I did that San Jose State-Stanford game, took the red eye back, then I drive up to Buffalo – And because the snow is so bad, I did not want to drive the direct route from Pennsylvania to Buffalo. By the way, everybody.
Yeah, because you got
to
go through Susquehannock State Park. It's rough.
So I literally drove straight up to Rochester and then straight over. It was like a protractor. It was like I had a ruler. It was like two right angles. It was, you would never drive anywhere else that way like that, but I wanted to avoid the lake effect belt, and I wanted to stay on highways. So, Sean, you grew up in the Northeast. So you'll appreciate this. Texas people, this is going to blow your mind away, okay? Houston people. I'm not kidding. 15 minutes northeast of the stadium, not a single speck of snow.
That's what they were saying on the broadcast. Yeah, that's wild.
It is like the PR guy for the Bills, Derek Boyko, he texted me a picture of his house that morning. There was no snow. Meanwhile, you get to the stadium, and there's like 2 feet. Yeah. Even during the game, after the game, when I got back to my car, there was at least 6 inches on top of my car.
That's wild.
So thankfully, I had brought out everything, and I was all ready for it, and I'm using it to, you know, brush off my car, and then I'm white-knuckling the drive until I can get to the highway and get northeast of Orchard Park, the stadium. It's just, it's, the lake effect thing is the craziest thing ever.
So, Ross, as you were, you know, going around on Thanksgiving weekend, traveling and everything, where do you fall on this? Is Aziz Alshire the worst human being who ever lived, or is he the victim of a quarterback slide rule that basically handcuffs linebackers in the open field and doesn't give them any good options in a situation like that?
So I heard Rex Ryan say something yesterday, and this might be the first time I've ever like quoted Rex Ryan, but he says something I thought made a lot of sense. I'm not sure, like the way we're doing it with quarterbacks sliding feet first and then them having protection, I don't know that it's the best idea, because what happens is if you slide feet first, the thing that's highest off the ground is your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so like even if a guy tries to jump over you or tries at the last second to pull up, the only thing they're going to make contact with is your head. Because that's the last thing, that's the highest thing in the air. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is 6'6". So I guess what I would say is this. I think if they want to afford quarterbacks protection, these guys have to slide earlier. And what I would say is, I don't even think I would teach it anymore. I think I would just have these guys dive forward. Because if you dive forward at the guy's feet, you know, then they can't hit you in the head. And then they'll just tap you down. And by the way, you'll get more yards that way, because they start, when you start the slide, that's where they mark you down.
I think, Ross,
stop sliding feet first.
That's the other problem, though. They don't, the way they phrase it isn't the way they call it. They actually mark it where the first body part hits. So that's another part of it, is that these guys are incentivized to kind of slide for distance. So Trevor Lawrence started that slide about 4 or 5 yards before the first down marker. His shin hits the ground 1 yard before the first, the line to gain. And it's, I mean, that's all, we're talking rules and regs here. But I do,
Let me say this about Alshire.
Yeah,
that was bad. You know, and I like that he's a physical player. And I did a lot of things as a player in college in the NFL that other guys thought was dirty. I definitely played on the edge because I had to, because I wasn't really that good, right? I am not a big believer in saying a lot of things that happen inside the white lines are dirty. Now, if it's outside the white line on the sideline, or if it's way late, that's a little bit different. I thought his was bad, but this happens too much now. You know, his looked particularly bad, but I'll also say to everybody watching it, you know, things happen so much faster when you're actually out there than they are when you're watching on TV. Why do you think the refs get so many calls wrong? Because it's happening a lot faster if you're actually out there than when we're all sitting here on the TV and we watch it five times on replay.
Right. The one thing I wonder about, though, Ross, and this is where I think Pat Mahomes has taken a lot of heat in this situation, because Pat Mahomes is one of the worst at faking the slide or looking like he's about to slide. I'm watching a clip of the Lions right now where he looks almost exactly like Trevor Lawrence did when Trevor Lawrence started his slide. And then he pops back up and runs for a first down as a safety or a linebacker, basically like stands straight up and tries to arm tackle him. The quarterback's ought to get fined for that. They're doing as much harm to Pat Mahomes may as well have concussed Trevor Lawrence as Eze Elshire did, because there's a precedent that these guys can fake a slide and they get away with it.
Well, it's supposed to be illegal to fake a slide. Remember Kenny Pickett did that in the ACC championship game a couple years ago in college?
Yeah.
And they instituted that. Like, it's the Kenny Pickett rule. I've talked to him about it. It's like pretty – I said, dude, how long have you been working on that? He's like, never. It just happened. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just about to slide. He was about to slide against Clemson or whoever it was. And they, like, a couple of guys pulled up. She's like, all right, I'll just keep going.
Yeah.
You know? So they have to penalize fake slides significantly. You know what they have done this year? I don't know if you guys have noticed. They're very clear that until you touch the white line, you're in bounds.
Yes.
Like guys are getting blasted on the sideline, because back in the day, guys would pull up when they got near there. Now it's like, no. Until you touch the white, you're in, and they can kill you.
Well,
to be clear, they've banned the fake slide in college, but not in the NFL.
Yeah.
So it's still, Mahomes can do it all he wants.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and to your point about the just inside the white lines, Ross, Aziz Alshire has that video floating around now. He was one of the principal guys doing that earlier this year to Caleb Williams back on Sunday Night Football. He blasted Caleb Williams into the Bears bench, but Caleb was still 2 inches inside the white line. That's what we're wondering is all this stuff.
And guess what?
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought that was awesome. That's legal.
Yes.
That's the rule. And if you don't want to get master blasted like that,
get out
of bounds early.
I agree. I totally agree.
I think there's a lot. So we can't have it both ways, where we're trying to protect the quarterbacks, and for good reason, but then those guys are taking the protections too far.
Yes.
It's like anything with your kids, right? They're going to take it as far as they can. It can't be that way.
Right. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, grocery store. Add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Ross, as far as the Texans go, independent of the Alshire situation, they're heading into their bye week here. What should the to-do list look like for the Texans here during the bye week? This is obviously still a team, despite the win against Jacksonville, that has several flaws as they head into a really, really difficult chunk of schedule, 3 games in 11 days against Miami, Kansas City, and Baltimore.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't really know. I mean, I don't know what they can do. I think I would like to see them be better on early down and distance. Obviously, we're still looking to have the offensive line continue to come together. I will say this. That's been a long haul for those guys, man. They played in the Hall of Fame game, right?
Mm-hmm. He did, yeah. It's the longest haul. Well, yeah.
None of those guys did, but they were there. Yeah.
That is awful. I mean, that is honestly as long as you can possibly have a stretch as an NFL player. To play in the Hall of Fame game and then have the very last bye, I think that'll really help them. I think those guys will come out refreshed. And then the big thing for the Texans is really just at that point, it's the self-scout. Like, why are they giving up these big plays all of a sudden, right? You know, if Mac Jones doesn't miss Brian Thomas wide open on the deep post, he missed Brian Thomas a couple times, Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. I mean, why are the Texans giving up these big plays down the field or having guys wide open like the Titans game and like the Jaguars game. These are not good football teams. They're getting guys wide open down the field. And then also, you know, they need to continue to figure out how to make things better, easier, you know, for the offensive line. And I think, you know, there's still way too many third and long. So I'll be really curious. I'm sure they'll be very intentional about their, you know, about their self-scout. And I'll be curious to see what changes they make. Listen, the Eagles had the first bye. It was week five. Mm-hmm. They haven't lost since. They were 2-2. They decided we're going to run the crap out of the ball. We're going to put Cooper DeJean at nickel and play nickel the whole time. And they haven't lost since, and they might be the best team in football. They've been, like, unbelievable. So the bye week can very much be a big boost.
Ross Tucker is our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Where are you this weekend, Ross? Ross, you
kind of lost you guys there for a second.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, talking with you.
That's okay. No, good. I just got in our Mayo Game Day Be Delicious read, and I asked you where you're going to be this weekend. What games are you?
Ross is gone. For Ross. Good for him.
Yeah.
He's got to go enjoy his Thanksgiving.
That's
son.
True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's right. It's Thanksgiving.
Honestly,
5 days
the,
later
the no-
for Ross.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The fact that there's no like this seems like they could have remedied this last offseason. Make the fake slide illegal. And yes. It's as simple as that. And just because... linebackers don't have ESP. Linebackers can't read the mind of the quarterback. There's just too many instances of Pat Mahomes, like, looking like he's totally gonna slide and then stumbling or rumbling forward for another few yards. Pat Mahomes is the villain here.
I agree.
You guys can set aside your Aziz Alshire hate and zero in on the true villain, Pat Mahomes. He may as well have taken a rubber mallet and smacked Trevor Lawrence upside the head with it.
It's lame. Yep. That is lame to do. Like, you're being given a privilege by the league. You are protected by the league, and you're taking advantage of that protection by faking sliding and then going and getting 20 more yards.
It's like a 15-year-old talking smack to an adult, knowing that he's not going to get punched. You know, like, right. I'm just a 15-year-old that knows that it's like challenging you to a fight, and he knows there's nothing you can do about it.
Yep.
So he's going to just get in all his shots. Little rich kid.
Yep.
Little fancy trust fund kid.
Indeed.
Yep.
Indeed.
Trevor Lawrence with his pretty golden flowing locks just cannot be touched. So he's just going to kind of stutter step his way into a slide, try to get all the way up to the first down marker. Nonsense.
I think that's the biggest problem. I think they got to find a way to legislate that out of the game, the fake slide. And I didn't know that they'd done that at the collegiate level. That's really interesting. Have we seen it called? I would love to see what that looked like in the fan base that has it called on them. Like, their quarterback getting called for a fake slide. Like, how do you know he was fake sliding?
The thing in the NFL, it would be easier because of the fines. So you could, I mean, honestly, realistically, you fake a slide as a quarterback, you should get suspended a game. Because you're contributing to the problem.
Ooh,
you know, like,
that's
you're
a
really
hot take right there.
Yeah, you're just as much of a problem as anybody else.
Yeah.
At least when a quarterback throws a murder ball over the middle, a suicide ball,
yeah.
Like, at least then it's very real. Okay, you're responsible for hurting your own team there because now your receiver's brain is turned to mush.
Right.
With a quarterback faking a slide, there's no penalty for it. It needs to be just as severe as Aziz Alshire's probable punishment.
I agree.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.